Yes. Let's make me fresh.
Tell me about your journey.
It's a long way, and we used everything you can imagine, like a small boat, big ship, walking, sleeping in the streets.
How did you find the smugglers?
First, when I got idea, I have to leave because it was so dangerous, and I feel not safe. I didn't have any plan, but I went to Turkish, and then to border of Turkish, I mean the Izmir, that city. Mm-hmm. And then we saw a lot of people talking about that thing. Mm-hmm. And so we find one because it's normally and they not hide themselves or something.
How much did you pay to him?
It's $1,250 to get to Greece. And they used like a small boat, about 9 meters.
Mm-hmm.
And they put at least 36 people there. But I was so lucky because they put 19, because they make us three groups, and I was in the first group, and when I get in the boat, the police just coming, so they say, go, go, go. So we run away. Our engine, it was so bad, you know, it's a stop in the middle of the sea.
Who was the leading of the boat?
He's one of
the
us.
The leader of the boat.
He's one of us, he's from Syria, he's 17 years old, but they waving to us. They say, did you see that light? You have to go straight to that light.
Yeah.
To that light. But we don't know where we're going, but we keep
going. Just trusted the...
Yeah. We have no choice. So we drive like there, and it's before 300 meter of the Greece island.
What are the difficulties you have faced on your journey to Europe?
Actually, I didn't find any difficult because I'm speaking English and I'm 37 years old, so I'm old enough to go along. But it still has been
many difficulties.
Yeah, it was scary. It was dangerous, but I have to do it. I have goal. I have to get it. But you know what? In Iraq, I had a lot of different difficulties from that trip. That trip, it was easy about what I had in Iraq. Like, in just to stay in Iraq and worry, you don't know when they come in to kidnap you and what you can't tell them, you are Sunni or you are Shia. And if you told them you are Sunni, they will kill you anyway.
So how the idea of leaving your country did come to your mind?
Actually, it's in my mind since a lot of times, and since like...
So specifically, why in this time you left your
country? It's came by because I had family to... I have to take care of them, like one wife, two kids. I have to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I got divorced because it was so scary for them. So I have few problems in my life. Make divorce because the situation in Iraq, it's
security or financial?
No, it's not the security. It wasn't a big thing, but it was one thing. So I had a problem, and then I got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no family to take care of. So that's why it's come my idea. It was a dream to get outside Iraq, and special in like in Finland and Europe. In Finland special, but when I have nothing to do, and then so I have to leave. I cannot handle it anymore here, and I don't have family, so...
Who's taking care about your two kids nowadays?
No, her mother, their mother, and her parents. I would like to take them with me, but it was so dangerous. So I came here, and now if I got my paper done, I will request to bring them here.
You mean your two kids?
Yeah, because there is here a good education and safe, and it's everything, it's good.
Ahmed fragt Yasir nach den Umständen seiner Flucht. Yasir erzählt, dass er $1,250 bezahlen musste und dass er Glück hatte, dass in seinem Boot weniger Leute waren als in den anderen Booten, weil die Polizei kam und sie ganz schnell losfahren mussten und dass der Motor dieses Bootes sehr schlecht war. Aber Im Vergleich zu seiner Situation im Irak sei die Flucht nicht besonders schlimm gewesen. Immerhin sei er 37 Jahre alt und er spricht Englisch, sodass er sich recht gut zu helfen wusste. Er hat schon sehr lange davon geträumt, wegzugehen, aber er hatte ja Familie und inzwischen ist er geschieden und deswegen fühlte er sich frei zu gehen. Allerdings hat er noch diese beiden Kinder im Irak und er träumt davon, wenn er ein Bleiberecht hat und eine gute Situation hat, dass er diese beiden Kinder zu sich holen könne, wegen des guten Bildungssystems